This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Worldwide Wrap, LGBT news from around the world, scanning the globe for stories for the diverse gay and lesbian communities from Australia's Joy 94.9. This is the Worldwide Wrap.
And tonight we start off in Europe, and we know that there is really a cost of LGBT discrimination. We talk a lot about, you know, what it, does it cost to discriminate, what does it, you know, people not spending. And they found out that actually discriminating against the LGBT plus community is damaging Eastern Europe's economic growth. So we know that there are a lot of discrimination at the moment in Hungary, Poland, Romania, Ukraine, and they're losing billions of dollars each year. According to a report from Open for Business, which is a coalition of around a dozen global company promoting LGBTQ plus acceptance.
Yeah, yeah.
So this is due really to the lack of equality for the community in the legislation, in the workplace, as well as higher health costs. I mean, we all know HIV, AIDS, and also things like depression that really are costing a lot and are making that people are less productive.
There are so many CEOs who speak out saying they want their whole, for their staff, they want their whole person to come to work because that's when they do their best work and contribute most. So if you, if you're not bringing your whole self to work, then, you know, that's going to cost.
Yeah, and OFB, which Open for Business, also found that these people are more likely to leave the countries as well. So highly skilled people that they're causing what's called, you know, what they term the brain drain. Yeah, I mean, despite the condemnation from a lot of country, this thing's still happening. I know that last year there's a French minister that condemned a pledge to fight Poland's LGBT-free zone, but
we did have one little win in Poland last week. We mentioned on the show one of the regions that had these LGBT-free zones had then reneged on it because they were going to lose a whole lot of funding. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of those sister town, twin town kind of situations around Europe that are absolutely pulling out of those agreements.
Mm. I did a bit of a double take on this story out of India. A judge has ordered himself to speak to a psychologist in order to understand same-sex relationships before making a ruling on a case with two lesbians. So this is a high court judge in India, the highest level. He is going to visit a psychologist because he's dealing with this case. It's a young couple, 20 and 22, who have fled their homes in Chennai after their parents forbid their relationship. And they went and sought refuge with an LGBT activist in another town. Their families said that they had been kidnapped and filed charges against the activists that ran this shelter. This came before the Madras High Court, and before the judge was set to give his ruling, or he did actually rule on a protected plea so that they were safe, but he gave an interim order to himself saying, which sounds really... Could you imagine this being delivered in court? But anyway...
Did he have to run back and forth?
Yeah. I honestly feel that such a session with a professional will help me understand same-sex relationships and will pave way for my evolution. I think it's professional development on the run, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's kind of... I'm not quite sure which way to go, whether to think this is wrong or whether to think, well, he's actually taken a fairly level, considered approach, saying, I don't know enough about this, I need to find out more.
Yeah, I prefer that explanation.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the hopeful...
You know, it sounds better than having to be to take empathy classes.
Yeah. I love it. Now, the judge did actually say he did stipulate that he didn't, that the two women were not confused and that they loved their family. So it has been adjourned until after he's had his psychology session.
Well, I mean, if you think that's, you know, a nice story, then I'm only going to further the joy. So in Lithuania, there was a member of parliament, right, and he really champions gay rights causes, and he was sent all this hate mail and, like, all these really terrible, like, abusive messages. And so there was an artist in Lithuania that has raised so far over $6,000 because he made all of those comments into a collage, into an art.
An artwork.
An art piece of art.
I've just posted the artwork on our Facebook page too, so you can see what it looks like.
And he said that his plan, this is Ericus Masaloskis, and it's titled Hate Speech Cloud. And he said his plan was that he wanted everyone who had sent an abusive message in to be a part of the money that was raised towards LGBT causes.
He said, my goal is to monetize the hate speech. Now, everyone who wrote the hateful messages has contributed towards LGBT causes.
Yeah, there was over 400. I love that. There was over 400 of the messages. Yeah, I mean, that's a dark part, but, you know.
Must be so quite depressing to read them.
The messages were sent to the first Lithuanian openly gay politician, Thomas, who we've spoken to on the show. So you can listen to that podcast. Great, great story. And he is also an inspirational guy. So he's forwarded on all these hate messages, everything from, you know, just simple things that using the F word to saying you're destroying the country and you're a pervert and da-da-da.
There are 20 criminal investigations being opened towards threats towards him.
I remember him saying that he was using these to put them to shame the people that send them on Facebook. He was using these hate messages at the time on social media. So he's gone one step further and actually
giving it to an artist to make some money. And the artist is using this new NFT. It's like I don't quite understand the technology, but you're buying a graphic, basically. And so, people are contributing. What a great story out of Lithuania. Before we go, I did just want to touch on Olympia Dukakis because she passed away aged 89 in the week. If you didn't know, she's an Oscar-winning actress, but also a tremendous LGBT ally, appeared in such films with huge gay followings as Steel Magnolias. Of course, she was the transgender landlord in Tales of the City, which is just iconic and really got her a big following. And I don't know if you ever saw Cloudburst, where she plays quite a angry out there lesbian in a partnership, and a fantastic movie came out quite a few years ago now, but I'm sure you can still see it. And she was a great ally of our community and will be missed.
That's your Worldwide Wrap. Keep up with LGBT news from around the world throughout the week. Like us on Facebook, Worldwide Wave, or visit joy.org.au/worldwidewave.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.